Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Maryville High School football takes on Lutheran North this Saturday, 1 o'clock kickoff from Chillicothe, a neutral site football game. We are talking with the Spoofhound head football coach Matt Webb, also joined by senior wide receiver and defensive back Cole Zarbano. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. And coach, chance to take on Lutheran North, third year in a row, a very difficult team, a school out of St. Louis, meeting them there at Chillicothe. First of all, let's just start with why this matchup. Where does this scheduling matchup come from?
Yeah, it comes from really necessity. Years ago when the MEC kind of left us with an open date, here week seven, with some conference realignment, it makes it difficult to find games this time of year. So then when you look at, because most schools are kind of in the middle of their conference slate and where our, open week kind of fell, it's difficult to find teams. That's hurdle number one. Hurdle number two is, scheduling in Maryville, Missouri is a lot more difficult in general just because of location and I say this in very humbly and in recent success and things like that is it's hard to find games here. Number one, a lot of people don't like to come up to Maryville this time of year. The travel's not always the best, and we've kind of had a pretty good home record here for a lot of years. So finding an opponent that wants to play week seven. So Lutheran North is a school that, is a private school that, really kind of does a lot of unique things with their scheduling. They've played out of state. This year they played down in Georgia. They have a hard time finding games because of the nature of what they do. I think everybody knows the private school situation in the state of Missouri, and a lot of people don't want to schedule private schools. So you throw those two things in the mix and you realize, we know that, when we make playoff runs and what that looks like, the private schools are going to be out there. Travel is going to be out there. Playing on Saturday afternoons is going to be out there. So it really gives us a kind of a refresher course or kind of a preview on what a quarterfinal round will look like, semifinal round. Quality team, could be a private school, whatever it is, they're going to be a good opponent when you get to those rounds. You play it on Saturday afternoon. Let's get up and go play somebody. And the last 2 years has been, some really good competitive games. They are a good football team. My goodness, they are talented, beyond talented from an athletic stance. Not only their skill players, but their linemen are really big and strong, and they're good, Coach Wagner does a good job with them. So it's a great challenge, a great opponent, and we'll go over and see what we can give them.
Cole, Coach kind of mentioned that it feels like a bit of a playoff atmosphere. Number one team in Class 4 football. You're also playing on a Saturday, which is usually reserved for the college football guys. Does this just feel like it's a big game atmosphere anytime you see Lutheran North coming in?
Oh, yeah. Like Coach Webb already said, they're a very good team. So I like the competition. So does everyone on the team. So it's just fun to play on a Saturday as well. So
you're a senior that's obviously a good receiver, but you stepped up and played really well at defensive back this year. And that tough mentality of stepping up in a physical play. Is this one when you see Lutheran North coming in and how good they are and how respected they are that you just kind of expect one possession game the last 2 years? This is probably going to be a dogfight again this season.
Yeah, it's going to be a dogfight. Every game's a dogfight.
Coach, back-to-back wins. But we also saw last week your starting quarterback, Matthew Walter, got banged up. So what's the rallying cry this week getting set for a team that obviously very good Lutheran North coming and had to kind of prepare for this matchup?
Yeah, I think they're a really good team. When you play great competition, you better bring your A game. And Cole's a great example of that. It doesn't matter week in or week out. Cole's a senior now that's been through this program now for 4 years, and every Friday night or every Saturday afternoon, you're going to get the best out of Cole because he relishes the opportunity to go out and do his best at his craft and play football in a game he loves. And so I think the rallying cry this week is, we have a quarterback that's down, but we got two that are going to step up, and it's next man up. The team's going to do their 1/11th around them. That's all they got to do, obviously, I feel sick for Matthew just because of when you're a senior and you go through those things and your homecoming night and things like that, and you get an injury like that, it's tough to deal with for anybody. But at the same time, we're going to rally around whoever's taking the ball and handing it off and throwing balls to Cole, and you know, that's the next man up mentality. And you play Lutheran North, man, you better, you're not going to go in there and kind of feel your way into this game. You're going to go in and you better be cranked up and ready to go at 1 o'clock. And I think our team feels that. And, you know, nobody gave us a chance 2 years ago. Nobody gave us a chance last year. Sure, it's just another year, just rinse and repeat, and we'll be this small little podunk school up in Northwest Missouri, and we'll go down and give them everything they need.
We're talking Maryville High School football with head coach Matt Webb and senior receiver Cole Zarbano. When you've got a guy like Cole out there, regardless of who's playing quarterback, is that just kind of that QB's best friend? Hey, throw the ball up, let him go get it?
I think so. You know, Cole's really good at, you know, he's a playmaker. Both sides of the ball, he's doing a great job playing the ball in the air on defense, getting interceptions. Matthew and him had a nice connection. On some deep balls, you know, you give them a 50-50 chance, and the percentages are usually more than 50-50 when you throw the ball up to Cole. I mean, he's got a knack for going up and getting it. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where you look at what Cole brings to the team so much from a leadership standpoint, from a mentality standpoint. I'm very proud of Cole and watching him grow up over the years from being a ragtail little kid. He's still ragtail. I don't know. I don't get into wearing pajama pants, you know, every day, but Cole seems to bust out the Marios and make him look right. But he looks a little ragtag at times. But what a great young man he's grown up to be. And, you know, he's fought against a lot of the odds, and we're very proud of him.
Cole, tell me about going out there. And the receiving side obviously gets a lot of the love there because you're bringing in touchdowns. But you kind of flipped the script last week. You had the pick six against Benton. You've got four interceptions on the season. How have you kind of developed as a ball-hawking defensive back there to where you can kind of read the quarterback, and once he's going to let it go, you just have a knack for finding a way to it?
Well, I want to make sure I'm a DB. I'm a safety at heart. So it's my third year playing DB, so I can just read the field. I had Boston Hageman teach me a lot of that, so I got to do that to Brody. He's a younger guy on his team, the other safety. So I just got used to it. Just you get used to it as you play.
Yeah, and Cole's done a great job that he mentioned it, but We ask a lot with our you know, kind of our front five as our Mike linebacker, with whether that's Sadler or Gus, or kind of, you know, controlling that front five. And then in our back end, we rely a lot on our safeties and that kind of their fits and getting us in the right coverage and our checks. And like I said, Cole learned from Boston, and now he's in a different role. But we talked a couple weeks ago about the development of our defensive backs, and Cole's been integral in that and kind of being that senior leader and having some shoes to fill back there. And from a leadership standpoint, and it's certainly gone well the last few weeks.
You know, sometimes these safeties and defensive backs as a whole are a little bit soft. Not saying you, but you see some of these guys, they don't want to tackle.
Good job, Matt. You just pissed him off. Good job.
That's what I was going for.
Okay. All right.
But the last few weeks, you're getting to the backfield, you're getting tackles for loss, you're attacking. Is that something you kind of talk to these young defensive backs, these young cornerbacks, regardless of your size? You got to attack and help in that running game.
Well, I just say do your job. You got to be physical. The past couple of weeks, our goal is to be physical and don't give up a deep ball. And I think they're doing an awesome job doing that.
And that, you know, you mentioned it, and that we've talked on shows before about, you know, a lot of people think of, you know, look, a coach might say, hey, let's stop the run game. Well, that's the defensive line's job, and that's the linebacker job, and the DBs don't really play a part in that. Or if you give up big passes, then it's, oh, that's the DB's fault or whatever. It really all goes hand in hand, and our guys know their run fits and where they're supposed to be, and that's kind of what Cole means by we talk about horizontal leverage and not letting, you know, a long run outside the box, and that's our safeties, that's our corners, playing physical, you know, and so seeing those guys take that coaching and put it over to the field is rewarding, and Cole certainly does a good job of setting the example there, and I think the younger guys are jumping on board with that.
You got some Marcus Peters in the world. They don't want to tackle. The Ed Reeds do. Are you an NFL guy? Do you watch some of these guys and want to model yourself after some of that?
I'm a big fan of Sean Taylor. Mm-hmm. Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
Guy that would really get downhill and bring the wood, that's for sure. Maryville High School taking on Lutheran North this upcoming Saturday, 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:30 pregame on KXCV, KRNW. Coach, Saturday game as opposed to the Friday, how do things change for the afternoon kick as opposed to the 7 o'clock?
Well, we pushed everything back a day this week. So, you know, your traditional Monday becomes a Tuesday, and then Tuesday's a Wednesday, and you know, so it's a good trip for us. I mean, Chillicothe's a very, you know, nice facility, very accommodating host. We're the home team this year, so being able to set things up for them, it's a great location. And then so we'll get up Saturday morning, have a little breakfast, and head on over to Chillicothe for an afternoon game. It'll be a great trip. I think we're going to have great weather. You know, come on over. You know, it's, if you're a fan, you know, get over to Chillicothe this Saturday. It's going to be a competitive game. You watch good football and see two good teams get after it. It's there's not a lot of fans there at these games. It's a neutral site. Lutheran North kind of traditionally doesn't. It's a smaller school, smaller student body. They don't traditionally travel a lot. So the fans will be – the stands will be kind of quiet, but it's good football. It's going to be a good football game.
Should be fun, guys. Appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior wide receiver and defensive back Cole Zarbano with us. The Spoofhounds meet the Crusaders Saturday at 1 o'clock here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.